Okay, I'll return the compliment to your very distinguished rabbi, who's also a Talmid Chacham and a beautiful Baal Midos and a wonderful person as well. And it's a pleasure and it's an honor to share Divrei Torah again. I was told that last time people enjoyed a little bit of Jewish history, so we're going to do the same. We're going to do the same this evening, this coming week, in a couple of days on the 15th of Tammuz is the yahrzeit of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Rav Chaim Ben Attar. We're familiar with his commentary printed in our standard Mikros Gedolos, one of the great Sephardic Gedolim, one of the great Gedolim, no need to qualify where he's from, one of the great Torah leaders of the 18th century in northern Africa and Eretz Yisrael. And there's a lot to talk about the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, but I want to talk about one particular interesting period of his life and a very special relationship that he had with a very special student. In 1742, Rav Chaim Ben Attar arrives in Yerushalayim from Morocco. He was already known as a great tzaddik and a great darshan, a great speaker in Morocco, and he had already printed his chedushim, his novels, his novella on Shas called the Chafetz Hashem. He left Morocco with some of his students with the plan of building a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. He traveled through Italy, and while in Italy, there he began the process of printing his world-famous chidushim, his comments on Chumash, known as the Or HaChaim, as the Jewish people affectionately refer to as the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, the Holy Or HaChaim. This is in fact mentioned in the Daf HaShar. You have in front of you in the first source a copy of the original printing of the Or HaChaim from 1742. And there it says, Chelek Rishon Or HaChaim, Perush Chadash Al Chamisha Chumshei Torah, a new commentary on the Torah in Targum with Unculus and Rashi Zal, Hevinu Gam Yichakiru, VeLizu VeHodu VeHidru, HaChacham who's brought by HaMufla the great Tamachacham, HaChacham of Yira VaNava, who has Yiras Hashem in humility, Melrainer of Chaim Ben Attar, Meitoshve Ma'arav, who lived in the West, meaning Morocco, Viata Halach LeKvo, and now he is on his way to establish a Beis Medrash Be'ir Yerushalayim in Yerushalayim. So we even have a piece of history on the front page of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh about this was printed on his way from Morocco to Yerushalayim. When the Or HaChaim was printed, his name became world famous all across Europe. And after arriving in Eretz Yisrael, he spent a short amount of time in the students in the Galil, and then moved south to Yerushalayim to establish Yeshivas Knesses Yisrael. Unfortunately, the Or HaChaim would die the next year on the 15th of Tammuz in 1743, just a couple of days away when we will observe his yahrzeit. After Rav Chaim Ben Attar arrives in Yerushalayim, he met a young Talmid Chacham, an 18-year-old young man by the name of Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai. That's a lot of names, so we're going to shorten it. Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai is long for the Chida, also one of the great Sephardic Talmidei Chachamim of his time. We could spend weeks and weeks and weeks just discussing the remarkable, incredible, fascinating life of the Chida. But tonight we're just going to discuss the very beautiful, interesting relationship between this Rebbe, the Or HaChaim, and his student, the Chida. The Chida decided he needed to have a relationship with Rav Chaim and to become his student. Essentially, for an entire year that the Or HaChaim was alive in Yerushalayim, the Chida was by his side every single day. The close relationship between the two was quite special. While the Or HaChaim had become very famous and people in Yerushalayim were intimidated by him, this young man soaked up everything he could, whether in the realm of Nigla, the revealed parts of the Torah, or the realm of Nistar, the hidden Kabbalistic parts of the Torah, from this mentor. Let's just look at one of the many writings of the Chida. Now, I just want to preface. We're going to quote from a number of different books of the Chida. And you may think to yourself at a certain point, how many books did this guy write? Well, the answer is over 100. He wrote over 100 books. So there's a lot to pick from. And every book was unique with different ideas, different themes. He was certainly a prodigy and a prodigious writer as well. Let's look at one of his more well-known books, The Shem HaGadolim. The Shem HaGadolim is exactly what it sounds like. It is an encyclopedia of Gedolim, an alphabetical list of Talmidei Chacham who preceded the Chidah and comments about them. So if you look in the Shem HaGadolim, in the Mareches Ches, under alphabetically Ches, he talks about his Rebbe, Moreno HaRav Chaim Ben Attar. Ir v'kadish mikios kadoshes Sali. He came from the area of Sali in Morocco. Uvalir hakadosh Yerushalayim. Sof shnas tafkov beis. In the end of 5602, which is 1742. Vani hatzair zakisi v'hayisi v'shiva. So I merited to sit with him in his yeshiva haramasa. V'einai reu gedulas Torah. So I saw the greatness of his Torah. Okir harei harim, how he uplifted mountains, how he solved difficult problems, ukdushaso hapela v'pela, his wondrous holiness, ulefi dorenu, hayalev harav mevait betalmud v'yekamayin hamaskaber. His heart was full of learning, and he was an ever-flowing fountain of information. V'hein ba'avon hador kimat shachav, and because of the sins of the generation, meaning a tzaddik dies, he's referencing the idea that the tzaddik dies because of the sins of the generation of the Chodesh Tammuz, in the month of Tammuz, which we're currently sitting in. Tafkuf Gimel Allah L'Shamayim Ben Mem Zayin Shana. He was 47 years old. The Chiber Chafetz Hashem. He wrote the work, the Chafetz Hashem, the Rishon Letzion, the Or HaChaim, the Pritoar on Shulchan Aruch. The Chachmaso Nikeres Misfarav. His brilliance can be seen in his works. And his wisdom and his sharpness and the wondrous things and his holiness that separated him from this world, Olam Hazeh, Rabbo Uzuz Vinorosav, and all of his miraculous things. So clearly, the Chidah goes on and on and on about the very special Rebbe that he had. The massive literary output of the Chidah, he mentions his teacher and ideas all over the place, things he heard from him many, many times. At the same time that the Chidah and the Or HaChaim were great in what we call Torah Sachain, the Torah of, you know, that which is the secret of mystical parts of the Torah, he was also great in the hidden, the revealed parts as well. And when he writes about the mystical parts, he will often say, Kibalti, I received. And this is his humble way of saying that he learned Kabbalah from the Or HaChaim. The understanding is that when he writes Kibalti, he's referring to Or HaChaim, as we'll see a couple of places in a moment. In his collected writings, he brings dozens of accounts from the Or HaChaim, many more than he brings from any other Gedol Yisrael, and even his own main teacher, who he spent the most time with, Rav Yona Navon, he quotes very little compared to that 1 year's time he spent with the Or HaChaim. He even recorded things that he heard many, many years after the facts. If you look in his books, you'll notice he wrote books 45, 60 years after he knew the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, and still quoting things from memory. The Chidah had a photographic memory. Let's begin with some examples. There's a strong connection, if anybody knows anything about the Or HaChaim, between Chassidus and Or HaChaim. The Gedolei Chassidim, the Baal Shem Tov, and the students of the Baal Shem Tov, and the students of the Baal Shem Tov, were very interested in the Or HaChaim, and that could be a shir all on its own. Not for tonight, but that could be a shir all on its own between the connection between Chassidus and the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The Sephardi rabbi from Morocco and the Baal Shem Tov sitting in Ukraine. How did the two even interact with each other? The Chidah himself testifies about this. Again, we're in the end of the 1700s, beginning of the 1800s, just as the beginning of Chassidus is about to spread through Europe. And he writes in the Sefer Vad L'Chachamim, Or HaChaim, Chibar HaRav HaMufla, written by the great Rabbi Moreno HaRav Chaim Ben Attar al HaTorah, written on the Torah, V'shamanu, we have heard, Ki Ata B'Polanya, in the area of Poland, Heim Machshivim Oso Harbe, they think very highly of the Or HaChaim in Poland. V'nada Od Shnei Beitim, and they've printed many other works of them, and they write that this is mainly because Ayadei HaRav HaChassid HaKadosh, Moreno HaRav Baal Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, Higid Gedulas Mishameis Marav Chaim. that the Nishmas of Rav Chaim, that the Baal Shem Tov held the Or HaChaim HaKadosh to be in high regard. And this is what he writes about his Rebbe. Keeping in mind that the Chida knew the Or HaChaim when he was 18 years old, it makes sense why whenever he quotes his Rebbe, he says, Shamati Bikatnusi. Whenever he quotes the Or HaChaim, he says, I heard it when I was younger. Mipe Kadosh, Harav, HaChasid, Kadisha, Marina Rav Chaim, always quoting when he was as a young man. So remember, everything we're about to hear now that the Chida says about his Rebbe is that one year when he was 18 years old. All the things we're going to learn all occurred in one year. It is interesting that the Chida never refers to the Or HaChaim as his teacher. He never calls him Mori, my master, or Rebbe, my teacher. Why? So we could suggest that's because he didn't feel he was a student. Remember, the Or HaChaim came from Morocco with older students through Italy to Eretz Yisrael, knowing these men since they were young children, perhaps, and all these students accompanied him from Morocco through Italy, and perhaps the Chida felt that he wasn't a student, even though there is no more famous a student of the Or HaChaim than the Chida, but we see the Chida's humility. There are places in the Shema HaGadolim where he does refer to other rabbis as the Talmidim, Rav David Chassan, Rav Vidal HaTzarfati, the Sefer Tova Chesed. He refers to them as V'haya Talmid HaRav HaMufla Chassida Kadisha. They were Talmidim of the great rabbi, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Not only did the Chida hear Divrei Torah from the Or HaChaim, but he also saw his personal practices, his minhagim, the way he conducted himself with holiness and purity, his kadosh way of life. He also cites certain klalim, certain rules on the Gemara that he heard from the Or HaChaim. For example, we have here in the Shema Gadolim, he discusses Rabbeinu Yitzchak Halevi, one of the teachers of Rashi. And within this discussion, he writes the following note. Shamati meharav hamufla chasida kadisha. I heard from the great rabbi Rav Chaim ben Attar, shekibel meirabosav, who received from his teachers, the kasher Rashi kosev besoch dvarav. When Rashi writes in his commentary, levaya, as he finds many times in the Gemara and Shabbos, lamed vav yud hei, haperish shem meirabo Rabbeinu Halevi, he's referring to his Rebbe Rabbeinu Halevi. In the Sefer Ayin Zocher, in Mareches Lamed, the Chida speaks about the expression in the Gemara of Lo Tzrich. Anybody who's learning any Gemara, anyone who's doing Daf Yomi knows that the Gemara often says, Lo, no, Tzricha, we need this explanation, this statement, in order to explain some other idea. It's not an unnecessary or obvious statement. So the Chida writes in the Ayin Zocher, Lo Tzricha, Shamati Bekatnusi. Again, I heard when I was younger, Mipek Kadosh HaRav HaMufla Chasida Kadisha. Again, it's always the same label. The great, wondrous, pious, righteous Rabbi Rav Chaim ben Attar, Delo Shayach Lo Tzricha, the expression Lo Tzricha in the Gemara is only Kiyim Akushas Hapshitas, is only regarding a question of something that is obvious, Vayitur or extra. V'zeu be'etzem lo tzricha, meaning lo hayat tzarich lomra. There was no reason to say this. Ki chaluka zupshuta, because this distinction you're making is obvious. So many, many different types of ideas, not just halacha, machshava, principles of learning, history, stories, as we'll see, about all types of things he learned from his Rebbe in this short year. The Machzik Bracha, the Chida's major work on Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tuf Samach Zayin is discussing the laws of Chametz on Pesach. This was printed, keep in mind, in 1785. Rav Chaim ben Attar dies in 1743. Listen to what he says. Ra'isi b'sefer, he's writing about the case of cracked wheat that was found in a Pesach food. Tav shel sha'oros b'Pesach, we know that Sfardim eat rice on Pesach. Mavushal, it was cooked. V'nimtzeis bo chita muvukas. They found a piece of cracked wheat in the rice. What do you do? Ra'isi b'sefer echem miksav yad. I saw a manuscript. Shehaya laharav hamufla chasida kadisha, the holy rabbi, Rav Chaim ben Attar. Sheabo ezedinim l'chudashim. And there in this manuscript that Rav Chaim ben Attar had, I saw thus and thus halacha. This is 40 years after the fact. He hadn't seen his Rebbe. He didn't review this manuscript in his Rebbe's house for 40 years. And he recalls it in a work that he wrote over 40 years later. Quite amazing. when the Chida brings Divrei Torah that he heard from the Or HaChaim, he will bring this lengthy introduction. Again, Shemati Mipei Kadsho, HaRav HaMuflach Chassidei Kaddisha, I heard from the holy mouth of the wondrous rabbi who is righteous. Sometimes, he'll add the expression, Zachisi, I merited. Like we saw in the Shema Gadolim, I merited to hear this from him. It was a big zechus, it was a very wonderful thing that I merited. And when he heard something directly from the Or HaChaim, and it was printed also in the Sefer, look what he writes. This is in his drashos Dvarim Achadim, in Drash Yud Gimel. HaRav HaMufla, Chassid HaKadish, Shemarei Rav Chaim Ben Atar, B'Sefer Chavas Hashem writes this, Emid Bazeh, he discusses this concept. V'tir Yisiv, and he gives an answer, Ayin Sham. Mitelamed Midvarat Midivrei Kadsho. I heard this from his mouth. Asher Zachis Ilios Shomei Mipi HaRav Derach Zeh, V'ina B'Sefro, and it's also in his book. So he's so proud. Not only do I know that my Rebbe writes this in his book, but I heard it from his mouth. He's so proud. He's so effused with the very idea that he heard these holy words from his Rebbe's mouth. Now, regarding a mystical practice that the Chida observed from the Or HaChaim, he records the following in one of his books, the Dvash Lefi. He says, Ra'isi l'Rav HaMufla Chassid HaKadisha, Marin Rav Chaim Ben Atar. By the end of the night, we're all going to know this expression by heart. So he says, She asad kriya ne'amana b'chol le'el motzei Shabbos. Every motzei Shabbos, my Rebbe would go, Kadesh mitchilas halayla ad aboker, v'chilek halayla l'dal mishmaros. He would divide motzei Shabbos into four watches, four time periods, v'chol mishmara, and each watch period, lomed mishnah, gemara, zohar, and halacha. He would learn mishnah in one, Gemara in another, Zohar in another, and Halach in another. V'kachu b'chol limud midal d'chalakim. All these four things he would learn v'hayam miyusad b'chol ha-sefer, b'misfar b'mifakeid shemos ha-kodesh, and he would have different tfilos and Kabbalistic expressions. He would use all these in order to attain some sort of unification and connection with Hashem. We see the Chida observe the Or HaChaim engaging in these holy mystical practices, but he didn't elaborate any more than that. Another practice based in Kabbalah, he quotes in the Sefer Kisei Rachamim, his commentary on Maseches Sofrim, V'ani atzair ra'isi laharav ha-mufla ir v'kadish marin Rav Chaim ben Atar, shesaneh hafsaka gimel yamim. The Or HaChaim had a minhag to fast 3 days straight, on the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th of Adar, the days that Esther fasted, but not in Adar, which is a bit confusing, because Esther fasts in Pesach time, but here he would fast the 3 days before Purim in remembrance of the Tanios she'asu b'mei Mordechai v'Esther. V'hi hafsakat gil b'yamim v'layla. He would not fast 3 days straight. That is dangerous, but he would break at night. And he says this is based on the Arizal. So all of these mystical practices and Kabbalistic ideas that he quotes from his Rebbe. There is one particular story, though, that is the single most popular idea that the Chida brings from his Rebbe, the Or HaChaim. Dayenu that you came tonight to hear the story, because the story is so important and so foundational that if you remember only one thing that we discuss in this half hour, 45 minutes, it should be this story. So I assume everyone's paying attention now. The Or HaChaim told his Talmud, the Chida, the following story. He says, in Morocco, there was a wealthy man who insulted the Talmud Chacham in the community. And the Or HaChaim was asked to settle this matter between the two men. However, before the Or HaChaim was even able to try and ask the Talmud Chacham to forgive the wealthy man, the Talmud Chacham explained, there's no reason to discuss this. I already forgave this wealthy man in the community who embarrassed me in such a way. So the Or HaChaim asked the man, like, what's going on? How did that happen? So the Talmud Chacham explains that the Zohar says that the sins of the Jewish people weigh down the Kanfei HaShchina, the wings of the Shechina, whatever that means. They're a burden on the Shechina when the Jewish people sin. And therefore the Talmud Chacham immediately forgave this wealthy man who insulted him because he didn't want to cause pain to the Shechina. He was bothered by the fact that the Shechina was weighed down by the sins of this man. And that's the last thing he wanted. So instead, he was mochel, the man, he forgave him so that the Shechina would not be burdened by his sin. And the Or HaChaim greatly praised this act. Whenever the Chidah tells this story, which is a beautiful story all on its own, he always qualifies it with a number of points. I brought on the sheet for you three places where he discusses the story and then adds the following note. In the Devash Tefi, he says, "Ube'emes hu shu si'if gadol v'ikar l'Yerushalayim." This is a foundational and great point to one's Yerushalayim. In his Sefer Tzavari Shalal and Parshas Vayelech, "V'hu musar gadol l'mishi yesh l'rab." It is a great musar to someone who has a Rebbe, who has a lot, sorry. And the Sefer Kaved La'adan, he says, "Ube'emes shezehu diktuk emasi b'yiras Hashem." This is the right way to act in your Shemayim. Klal ha'dvarim shebachol layla k'shomer shari layir mari l'man desari li. This is what we say by Kriya Shema Lamita, that I forgive anyone who has caused me pain. She'yechavin shalayet tsar l'shchina. That it shouldn't be painful to the Shechina. And he uses this to explain the famous Ma'amar Chazal of Kol Ma'avir al Midosav Ma'avir lo al Kol Peshav. Whoever forgives other people for whatever they do to him, Hashem will forgive you for what you have done to him, so to speak. Because the person forgives his offender and he doesn't want to cause pain to Hashem, then Hashem will be mochel you. That's why it's Mida Keneged Mida, says the Chidah. It's not just, oh, well, you're a nice guy, I'm a nice guy, says Hashem, so we'll meet halfway in the middle. No, because when you forgive someone and you let something go and they didn't invite you to the bar mitzvah and they said something not nice to you at the kiddush and they said something not nice to your kid or whatever it is, and you just say, it's okay, I don't want to cause pain to the Shechina, that Jewish people should have sins or Jewish people should fight. So Hashem will say, ah, you're going to do that for my Shechina, for my presence in this world, and make sure that I'm not pained by people's sins, then I'll take care of you. I'm going to make sure you're not going to be in pain. Look at his comments in the Maris Ayin, where he brings a Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Ukvar kasavti she'ani kosev zehar be'pamim. So the Chidah says, I know, I write about this story all the time, and you guys are probably getting tired of it. L'yosu yakar ha'erech, but I want you to know how valuable it is. U'dvarai musr tzorech lachzor aleihem, and divrei musr, you have to review them again and again. L'oder ha'lev, to awaken the heart. U'liyiras Hashem, and to have Yerushalayim. So this is the famous story of the Or HaChaim that the Chidah quotes in many, many places. And the story is important on its own, and I hope everybody takes the musr and uses the story to guide them going forward. You know, whenever they struggle with people who offend them or insult them, to just think of the Shechina, think of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and the pain that the Shechina is going through because of the aveir this person did to you. But I'm going to put a twist on this. There was a very interesting Talmid Chacham, and his name was Rav Chaim Yosef Aryeh Frager. He's known as Rav Yesha Shub. What is Shub? Anybody knows anybody with the last name Shub? So they descend from Shochtim. A Shub, Shinvav Beis, is a Shochet Ubodek. A Shochet, someone who checks animals and checks them afterwards. So he was the Shochet in Brisk, and he wrote a sefer on Hilchos Shchita called the Minchas Yosef. It was printed in 1885. It has hasgamas from, I can't think of three greater people to have hasgamas from in 1885, the Beis HaLevi, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, and the Netziv. That's pretty impressive on its own. And towards the end of his life, Rav Chaim Yosef Aryeh, who was known as Rav Yesha Shub, he made Aliyah and he moved to Tveria. And there in Tveria, he collected stories about Gedol Yisrael. And he has a number of stories about the Or HaChaim. We're actually going to quote two of them. But I want to read to you this story, which should be very familiar to you, based on what we've just learned, but with an exceptional twist. Eitzel ha-Or HaChaim, pam echad, one time, by the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, there was a das gadol v'yotze echad chayev. There was a din Torah, and the Or HaChaim found that one person was responsible, the other person was innocent. V'chara lo ma'od, and the person who was found responsible was very upset. Ad she'nasam l'harav patch alachiv. And he slapped the Or HaChaim HaKadosh on his face. Can you imagine such a thing? He slapped the Or HaChaim HaKadosh on his face. V'achar zeh, Hismarmer ma'od ma'ashaza. He was very upset by what he did. Ubikesh shiyim chalo. And he went back to the Rechaim and he asked for forgiveness. So Amar lei, lo haya lo shum hakpada. No. I'm not upset, said the Rechaim. Ki chashavti halo amru bizman she'adim mitzta'er shchina. When a person upsets the shchina, ma'omeres kalgnai maroshi, ubishvil tsa'ari etze'er hashchina v'lanachti b'libi shum kveda. And the Rechaim said to this man, I didn't want Hashem to be in pain over your sin, so I forgave you. And there's no issue at all. You're free to go. Zesipa Rav Yishaya Zal. I heard this. Rav Yishaya said this. Sipa Lo, he heard this from Shmuel Heller, who is the Av Basin of Tzfas. So look at the twist. The real Mesorah is that the Chida apparently was being, the Or HaChaim was being modest about himself. He said, oh, there was a rabbi in Morocco, and like, you know, there was a Din Torah, and like, whatever, it turned out bad, and I had to deal with it. But no, the real truth, it was the Or HaChaim himself. But he was so modest about how he behaved that he said it was between two other people, and he didn't want to say it about himself, about the way he conducted himself with Kedusha and Tara and his humility in order to have a sense of pain over what was happening. Let's go now into a couple more things, and then we'll wrap it up. Let's talk about a number of minhagim that the Chida quotes from his Rebbe, some that we follow nowadays, and perhaps some that we should be following nowadays. The Chida in the Morah Be'etzpa writes, Kibalti, the famous word where he says he has a Kabbalistic tradition, but he doesn't say from who. Kibalti, I have a Mesorah that we have to stand for Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos on Friday night. I don't know what goes on in the Young Israel Hillcrest, but Forest Hills. I don't know what goes on in Young Israel Forest Hills, but on Friday when we say Kabbalah Shabbos, so after we finish Lecha Dodi, so we say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. So I'm not sure what goes on in your shul, but in some shuls, the people stand Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. They stand to throw those two paragraphs, then there'll be a Kaddish, and then they'll recite B'mem Alikin, and they'll go into Tamariv. So the Chida says, I have Mesorah, that you have to stand for Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos on Friday night. I have this practice that the Chida brings. This is my personal minhag. Now, he doesn't say who the tradition is from, and it's odd because the Chida is careful about one thing, and that is to always quote his sources. You always know who the Chida is quoting from, because he will tell you chapter and verse, person, everything, every single thing you need to know about where he got his sources from. But here he says nothing. But on the other hand, he never cites his stories about practices of Kabbalah. So, nevertheless, the minhag to stand for Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos is popular in many communities, certainly by the Hasidim. The Kaf HaChaim writes, Rav Yaakov Chaim Sofer, the Rosh Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, says that he doesn't understand why people sit for Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. The Siddurim say you have to stand. So, where is he getting this from? So, it is said in the Sefer Mamar Mordechai, Rav Mordechai Chaim of Slonim, the Slonim Rebbe, in Chelek Beis, that the Chida received this tradition from who else? The Or HaChaim, who received this Kabbalah from Eliyahu HaNavi. Psh! Eliyahu HaNavi? What's the story? So one evening, after Shal Shittus, the Chida was staying with Shal Shittus, eating Shal Shittus and learning by his Rebbe the Or HaChaim, and he closed the door, and he was walking out of the house to go back to his house. And it began to pour, downpour. He couldn't walk on the street, it was so rainy. And he tried to get back inside, but the door was locked. And he knocked and he couldn't open it. So he just stood there underneath the door, the rain on one side, and the locked door on the other side. As the rain stopped, the Or HaChaim opened the door. And he invited the Chida back in. And he apologized profusely. And he said, I couldn't invite you into the house while it was raining because I was visited by a very special visitor. Eliyahu HaNavi came to learn with me after Shal Shittus. And I can't tell you exactly what we learned, but I'll tell you one thing, that Eliyahu HaNavi told me that on Leil Shabbos Kodesh, one should say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos while standing. And this, they say, is the source of Kibalti, the Mesorah, the Or HaChaim told him that he has to say Mizmor Shir while standing. Let's go on to another one. Another minhag comes from the Or HaChaim, is in the Amora Be'etzpa. And he writes as follows there as well, Yichavein ma'od b'kiddush. Before a person says kiddush, you should be yaharher b'tshuva. You should think thoughts of tshuva, of repentance, before reciting kiddush. Ki amiras vayechulu. When you recite the paragraph of vayechulu on Friday night in Kiddush, it is leheyid ki Hashem barash shemayim v'aretz v'nach b'shabbos. That Hashem made heaven and earth, and He rested on Shabbos. This is what we know, right? We recite vayechulu on Friday night in shul, you know, with the whole congregation together, because it's a form of testimony. You want to have multiple people testifying. We stand while we recite Vayechulu in shul, because it's a form of testimony. Some people stand for Kiddush, because Vayechulu is a form of testimony. Vayechulu is like we are testifying in court that Hashem created the world and rested on Shabbos. Now, a Rasha Pasul Eidus, a Rasha, a person who sins, is not allowed to be a witness at a wedding or any form of testimony. You're pasul eidus, right? Rabbi Shechter tells the story of, unfortunately, he was once at a wedding, and he was called. There was a rabbi who worked in a certain yeshiva, and he was called up to be a witness at the wedding, and they called his name. He didn't come up. No, Bueller, and he didn't come up. And he just, nobody knows what happened to him. So they called another person, and they went on with the chasen. The next day it came out that this rabbi had fled, was at the wedding, but that night he had fled to another country, maybe Eretz Yisrael, because he was being caught for tax evasion. And he knew that he was pasul eidus. So he wasn't religious enough to not steal, but he was religious enough to know that he was invalid as a witness at a wedding because he had stolen. So someone who does something wrong is not allowed to be a witness. Al ken yaharher b'tshuva shia roi leidus. You have to have thoughts of repentance so you can be a good witness to say vayechulu in Kiddush. So the Masorah amongst the Svarik Rabbanim of Yerushalayim is that the Chida received this from Or HaChaim himself. The Mekubal Yitzhak Alafia writes in his Kuntres HaYichieli that he heard that when the Chida was visiting Europe, a Rebbe asked him, are there any maisim, any actions, minag tovim yisof from the Or HaChaim? One of the great things about the Chida is that he was the Shluch de Rabbanan of Yerushalayim. He was the messenger, the Baal Tzedakah, who would collect charity to support the Jews of Yerushalayim. And he traveled all over Europe. He actually wrote a very fascinating diary of all of his events, that he encountered people he saw, libraries he visited to, went to, the zoos he visited. The Chida, whenever he was in a city with a zoo, he always went to the zoo. He loved visiting the zoo. He talks about the monkeys he saw and the elephants and the different birds. He was a fascinating individual. And actually, his whole itinerary, his whole journal that he wrote up, I think I heard also from Rav Shechter told me that when Rav Shechter was like 12, 13 years old, like one summer, like he like read the Chida's like travel journey, like through all of Europe. That's what he did over one summer. I don't know, I played basketball. So, I don't know, that's, I guess, how he turned out to be Rav Shechter. So, so all types of fascinating things. So, one time, he was visiting some European rabbi, and he said, tell me something from your Rebbe, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. So, the Chida told him that when the Or HaChaim would take the kos on Friday night to go into make Kiddush, he would be overcome with deep thoughts of tshuva, and only then he would begin Kiddush. Rav Yishai Asher Zelig Margolios, the Tzvila Tzadik, says that he heard from Ziknei Svar, the great Sephardic rabbis of Yerushalayim, that the Or HaChaim would learn the laws of testimony in the Rambam, Hilchos Eidos, on Erev Shabbos, so that he would be sure that he would be a kosher witness on the night of Shabbos and reciting Kiddush. Let's just end with a story about the Or HaChaim again, and then we'll come to a conclusion. The closeness is in the Chida, and the Or HaChaim HaKadosh can be seen in another story in the Kisei of Yeshaya Shub. He tells the following story. He says, they found Ben Ksiva Yado Shel Azulai, B'Ksavya, they found amongst the writings of the Chida the following story. Hashana Achrona Shabami Ir Sali, Eretz Yisrael, V'nir B'le Hoshana Rabba. That Hoshana Rabba, the Or HaChaim had arrived in Yerushalayim, and the Chida was connected to him. Hayomer HaTikun, he would recite the Tikun Le'al Shavuos, the whole sitter of different things to say on the night of Tikun Le'al Hoshana Rabba. Kenog Hayab Fan of Meirim, his light was shone with an or Chama V'haya Karni Hod, his light was shining with rays, Yotzim Yipanav, coming from his face, V'karni Hodu Shal Moshe Rabbeinu, like the shining countenance of Moshe Rabbeinu. Upanav Doma L'malach Hashem, his face was like a Malach Tzvakos, V'haya Levush L'vanim, he was wearing white. The Chida is describing his Rebbe the Or HaChaim. For Kasher Bach Hatzos Halayla, when midnight came, Halach L'Cheder Acher Bizbodidus. He went into a room by himself. Upashat begadav halavanim. He took off the white clothing. V'nisatef bebegadim shchorim. He put on black clothing. V'nafal al panav. He fell on the ground. B'shtachavo sedayim ragalayim. On his hands and feet. Ubachav v'shachav. And he cried and he lay there. Kan ad hegias mantil until it was time for davening. V'yachrakach. Then he davened his palel. V'chazar l'chadr. He went back in his room. V'shachav ken ad shmina tzeres. And he stayed in the room from Hoshana Rabbah morning all the way to Shmini Atzeres that night, v'yatzav alavash l'benim mekudam, and he put on the white clothing. Achar yatzav. So afterwards, the chida said, I gotta find what went on. That was crazy. What was that about? So sha'alti yoso alzos v'amar sha'maisa haya shisfal albias mashiach menana. What happened was, is that he went to daven for the coming of Mashiach, and he was answered in the affirmative, that Hashem is going to send the Mashiach because of the tefillos of the Or HaChaim. The Kashera Hasam, when the Yetzer Hara, the Malach HaMavos, the negative Malach, the prosecuting angel saw this, Niskana Ma'od, he became very upset, jealous, V'yatzav Ahesis Ma'od La'averos Klal Ha'olam B'chol Kocho, and he began to prosecute all of the Averos of the Jewish people, and say, Hashem, they don't deserve Mashiach. V'etzliach Maisa Satan, the Satan was successful, Upal kolkach, and he was so successful at shapal hefech legzeros klias rachman al san, and he went so far the other way that Hashem ordained that there would be a terrible gzera, a terrible tragedy against the Jewish people. The kasher razeh, when the Or HaChaim saw that this was going on in Shemayim, hishtateach v'sameitz ma'od b'tfila, he began to daven very powerfully. Ad shehefach hader al atzmo avor klal Yisrael, until he essentially sacrificed his life. He told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, don't bring that gzera. I will give up my life instead. V'kachu b'avarusena harabim v'lostia milsa, and nothing helped him. Shne adar b'shna hazos, he died that Tammuz. B'sayim ki lefi hanishma b'ma'amaroshu atzmo yeh Mashiach. And then the Chida says the following thing. Not only did the Or HaChaim HaKadosh give up his life to save Klal Yisrael from that terrible decree, but the Chida heard from the Or HaChaim b'atzmo yeh Mashiach, that the Or HaChaim himself was supposed to be Mashiach. V'yisgala ach b'avosein harabim lo estayim milsa, but it were to no avail, he would die that year. It is incredible. It's an incredible story on many levels. But for our discussion tonight, it's incredible that the Or HaChaim shared this story with his student, the young Chida. In the Or HaChaim and Parshas Re'eh, you can look at it yourself, he writes that the name of Mashiach is Chaim, that Mashiach will be named Chaim. The Chida mentions this in the Dvash Lefi, the Marasayim, Sanhedrin. And we know about the special connection between the Baal Shem Tov and the Or HaChaim. And this is often discussed amongst the Sifrei Chassidus. But I want to quote one particular idea, not from a Chassidus Rebbe, but from a Sephardi Rebbe, who will also attest to this connection. Rav Chaim Chizkiya Medini, in his encyclopedic work, the Stei Chemin, writes in the Shirei HaPeah, in Mareches Gimel, V'yadua ki maran HaKadosh Baal Shem Tov masar nafsho kadei liros atzmo im Or HaChaim. The Baal Shem Tov tried greatly to meet the Or HaChaim. V'nasim bayam darko l'leches l'arsol, he tried to travel to Israel. Kasher bo l'sham Or HaChaim shnas tafkof beiz, when the Or HaChaim got there in 1742. V'hein bavon hador me'ashimayim achbuhu, and they prevented the Baal Shem Tov from getting there to see him. V'lmalei hisru panim, and if they would have seen each other, shamanu mikadosh eretz, we heard from the great rabbis of Eretz Israel, if that the Baal Shem Tov and the Or HaChaim would have met each other, shupalim biktushasam, they would have used their holiness, lahavia Mashiach, tzidkenu, to bring Mashiach, shiavim her v'yameinu amein, that would have brought Mashiach. The Chida is the one who organized and set up the classic work, the Chok Yisrael. The Chok Yisrael is a daily learning schedule of Chumash and Mishnah and Gemara and Zohar and Halacha and Rambam. The people learn the Chok Yisrael all over the world. Sfardim, Chassidim, Ashkenazim, everywhere people learn the Chok Yisrael. It's a standard limud for many Jews. Rabbi Yisrael Dov of Velednik, who was a student of the Kedusha Slavery Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, Rav Mordechai of Chernobyl, he writes in the Sheres Yisrael, Hine aroa yirim is sefer hakadosh nikra chok liyisrael. The learning of the sefer chok liyisrael is good for a person's neshama. Kabalti meravosai, heard from my rebbeim. Shetikun amitu al idea his chavrus la Torah shemichsav and Torah shabal peh. The greatest thing a person can do for the neshama is to learn Torah shabal peh and Torah shemichsav through learning chok liyisrael. Now skip down. Al kein beikvus mashiach elu, in these days of Mashiach, yatzal or sefer Yosef lachok, the book Yosef lachok, which was organized and had Sadek HaGadol, Rebbe Achida, Talmido Shel Rav Chaim Ben Attar, the Chida, the student of the Or HaChaim, sheyesh bo shnei oros terin mashiachin, that they both represent two lights of Mashiach, Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef. Besod Sadek HaKolim Asakim Bekam Shel Yisrael, that they could fix Klal Yisrael. Look at the relationship between the Chida and his Rebbe, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. There's a tradition, we'll just end with one mistaken tradition, or maybe mistaken, you can judge for yourself. There is a tradition that the text of the Matseva of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh was written by the Chida, that he wrote the text that's on the Or HaChaim's grave, which a person can go visit nowadays. The Chida was known as a beautiful poetic writer. The problem is that the Chida was 19 when the Or HaChaim died. It's very unlikely, perhaps, that he would have written the Nusach on the Matseva on the gravestone, where there were older Talmidim who knew the Or HaChaim for longer, Gedolei Yerushalayim who had done this as well. It seems odd that the 19-year-old Chida would have written the Matseva of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Nevertheless, I think it is possible. Because if you look at the books that are listed on the Matseva of the Or HaChaim, it mentions one in particular, the Rishon Litzion. The Rishon Litzion was printed 7 years after the Or HaChaim died, meaning the Matseva was not written right away. The Matseva we have of the Or HaChaim was put on many, many years later. It is therefore perhaps possible that the Nusach of the Matseva of the Or HaChaim was written by his greatest student, the Chida, and that even in death, they were joined together as Rebbe was helped by his Talmud and how he'd be remembered. So that is really, in these 40 minutes or so, just a brief overview of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, one particular period of his life, the last year of his life, his famous student, the Chida, Rav Chaim Yosef David Ozalai, the beautiful connection between them, the Torah that we have that was filtered down through his student, and the Musar, the Hashkafa, the lessons of Midos and Kedush and Tara that was passed down from one Rebbe to a Talmud. So if I could give everybody tonight here 4 takeaways, 4 practical things, I would say the following thing. The first thing is, learn about the Chida and his remarkable life. If you're not going to go read his journal, I will recommend the following book, A Legend of Greatness, which is the life and times of HaChacham Chaim Yosef David Ozalai by a contemporary author, Yehuda Azulai. It's called The Legends of Greatness. I recommend go pick it up. It'll give you a good overview of this remarkable person. Go learn the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Art Scroll has started putting out translations of the Or HaChaim. It's an accessible work. There's a lot of beautiful, many deep, profound ideas there. Go buy yourself one volume, a couple of volumes of the Art Scroll translation of the Or HaChaim. If you're up to it, if you can handle the Hebrew, learn the Or HaChaim on its own. It's a profound and meaningful parish. And then just for us personally, look at the importance of having a Rebbe for guidance. When you're young, someone to turn to imbibe from, to take Divrei Torah from, to take lessons from. And also when you're older, when your Rebbe's no longer around, to still hark back 30, 40, 50, 60 years from when your Rebbe taught you, look at the impact that having a great Rebbe can have on a person. And also, look at the kind of relationship a person can cultivate in 1 year's time. Everything we discussed in the last 40 minutes were all learned in 1 year from the Chida, from the Or HaChaim to the Chida. Look what you can accomplish if you push yourself, you build relationships, you cultivate relationships, and you really try to have a connection with people, you can really accomplish great things. Okay, that's all I have to say. I guess I'll take any questions, but if not, everyone should have a lovely evening.